blue UFOs over Hawaii.
Yeah.
What, how are they? Are they? Is this connected to me and Carolyn or me?
Yeah.
Is it, what's going on here?
This is your practice test. Yeah. No, they have. You have to acknowledge that they are.
And how do I do that?
You watch them crash into the sea.
I will be able to see them in the Maui Bay?
You do. You do.
I already do?
You do.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not noticing.
You know where? Do you know where Malakini, Malakai, Milikai, Mudikuti,
yeah.
Mala, Kamala,
which one's Malakini, girl? Is that Malakini?
Yeah. Point. Point.
Yeah. Right, yeah, over there.
That one in front of you. You watch between. You, okay, 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 okay. So calm down. Where you are, and where that Malakini, Malakalakini, Kini, Kana, Kana, Kai, wherever that is, point to it. Now, between, there's water. Can you see water between it and it?
Yeah, it's a small island.
Yeah. So you watch. There's water between you and it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Watch that. Watch there. When you look around, look there, and you'll see it falling into the sea.
And I do it from here and also on the beach.
Whatever, baby. It's all right. You don't see it.
But I can do it from
here.
It's already happened.
Yeah, you can do it from there. You're there all the time. You can do it at nighttime when you're looking. Some big blue orb comes crashing. Nobody else is fucking asleep or stoned or drunk or passed out or whatever they are. You're the only one sane that time of the morning, Bob. So, you know,
right.
just saying. With all the lights on. You're the only house in Hawaii that the lights is on 24 hours a day. It's pretty amazing. It's pretty good. Okay, so you're going to see it, and then you're going to notice it, and you're going to be amazed by it. And if you had Carolyn's iPhone, you could take pictures of it, but if you don't, we understand. Hey, Bob, if you're not going to have a cell phone, you should get Carolyn get a second cell phone in, because it can get the iPhone 12, because it's purple. You can get a purple phone. It's purple iPhone 12. It just comes out today.
We got an iPhone
purple.
Is that your new one,
Carolyn? You don't have a purple.
It's your new one. He's got
purple.
Carolyn's got purple.
iPhone 12. It just came out today, Bob. You can't have it yet. It just came out today.
So how come, Carolyn, yours is purple?
No, I have an iPhone 12 Pro, and I put a purple case on it.
No. Okay. They had the new one. It is in purple.
Okay, too bad.
Oh, my
God.
They're showing it right now. Now they're showing it. They're showing it now.
Come on.
I don't give
a fuck about that.
Yeah,
No. About that.
Honolulu is having the experience right now.
What experience?
UFO dropping in the water.
Okay, and nobody's seeing it?
They will later. You know, they never see it then. They'll see it later. But what's happened in Honolulu over where the shipping containers come in?
How much is later? 2 minutes later? 3, 6 months later? What you say they
I
see
don't
it
know,
later?
Bob. Today, they normally make it like, you normally makes drudge on the next day, Bob. It's the island outside of Honolulu.
Now, they're there.
It's 12:35.
They're there for me. Come on. Yeah, they're there for me to see them.
They want me to see them. No, they're there for everybody else to see them. So when they hit your island in the Maui Bay, you'll be aware of them. They're letting you know they're coming. They're close. They're close now, Bob.
Right.
They're close.
Inots see these stories of the UFOs over Hawaii. Do they think, oh, they're talking to Bob? Do they think that way?
Yeah, they do.
They know that. But I don't discuss it with them, right? We don't talk about it.
No, you tell him that the only person you talk to is Charles Krauthammer. That's the only one you'll talk to.
Is he the journalist? He used to be had polio.
He's been in the wheelchair. Yeah.
Yeah, had black hair, short black hair.
It was white, but yeah.
So why was he black for a lot of years? Why do I talk to him?
Because he knows things. He was very knowing.
Okay. The next thing is...
He liked Frank Zappa. He liked Frank Zappa.
Wow. So there may be similar personalities. Superiority complexes.
Yeah.
Great. So here,
well,
here's a new phenomenon.
Appendages. Superior appendages. Yeah. Go ahead.
What does that mean, appendages?
connection that you run away from, like an appendage, like, oh, my God, my hand did a bad thing. It's an appendage that's doing me wrong, or my feet took me to a place I shouldn't be. Oh, my God, my feet is an appendage that I can't trust.
And Zappa had that, and so did Charles.
He did, he did, and that was why Gail was a bitch.
All right. He used to joke, he made cartoons about his hand sort of operating on its own.
Yeah, that's what we're discussing. Correct.
Did that affect his sex life or other reasons that the appendage was the problem for Gail?
Everything. The penis is an appendage too, bub.
So what did his hand do erroneously?
It would slap people and find itself in all the wrong places.
Okay, got him in trouble. All right, this is this story.
What you just said.
About Zappa. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Mysterious photos that show a flock of sheep standing in a bizarre circle pattern that baffles social media users. And the man who spotted the strange phenomenon says he initially believed it was a spaceship, like something out of the X-Files. Christopher Hogg was out on his bike when he saw the sheep gathered together. I was on my daily cycle when I came over the hill and saw this magnificent circle. At that point, I was half a mile away, which made me think that whatever it was huge. It was saucer-shaped, like an alien ship, and it was beautiful, but also a bit too weird for comfort. I cycled a bit closer and then realized the circle was made of sheep. So the sheep, he said, he's a lecturer at the university, goes past the flock every day. He's never seen the sheep that way, behave that way before. The sheep are usually noisy. I go past them every day, but this day they were very still and calm. It was so quiet, like they were in a trance. It was very eerie. So what was going on with the sheep that you would point out?
It's Capcom's flock.
What's Capcom?
The UFO that took the sheep. They were taking the sheep. They were really sheep.
So the sheep, if you kept looking, would diminish your numbers because they would be taken away and you would see the UFO
taken up. They were all taken up. And then you saw them in the sky and then they just disappeared. They were consumed. Kind of like if you were flying in the air and then you jumped into the helium balloon, they wouldn't see you anymore.
Right. Well, and then they would reappear?
Not yet. No. They go straight on. That's where Dolly came from.
Dolly. So, I mean, Dolly was taken up by UFO. UFO people worked on it and then put Dolly in a lab that humans could notice?
Yeah, but don't say nothing.
Okay. So the sheep, he sees them in a circle. They're preparing to be taken up. He didn't notice that they were gone after. Ion, how come he didn't notice that they were?
That's correct. He did notice that they weren't there because they were gone. And then 2 days later, a new flock appeared, not the same ones. So they didn't have the same tags in their ears.
So the flock he saw them eventually not be there?
Correct.
Then he sees another flock a couple of days later, and does he see that they eventually disappear?
No. He says, oh, they're back. And then he looks a little bit closer. He's like, wait a minute. That's not the same sheep. It's the difference between South Downs and the other one, Suffolk's. Suffolk, the ones that disappeared were Suffolk. Do you know that word, Suffolk?
Yeah.
And then the ones that he saw in 2 days, they were called South Downs. He thought they were the same. And then when he looked a little closer, they were like a little shorter. And they were South Downs. They weren't even the same goddamn sheep.
But the sheep were there, and it was the same spot he was seeing the sheep. The two types of sheep were in the same spots. Yeah. So the Suffolk ones, or whatever was far away, were deposited near the other spot.
The Suffolk ones disappeared. They went away into the UFO.
After he saw them. Now there's another circle there. He takes their picture.
No. In the pasture, in the melee, in the pasture, he looked and he said, "Oh, the sheep are back from the UFO." He looked at the
UFO
and he's like, "No, those are Southdowns. They're not Suffolks." And it's like, damn. And so he realized then that they were indeed not the same sheep.
And does he make the UFO connection? Does he think that way?
He realizes that the Suffolks were there, and now they're gone. And now the Southdowns are here, and they haven't left yet. So apparently they were not as delicious to the Hadians in the repose.
Right now. Right, so they're in this circular pattern of being quiet. Do they just stand there for days like that before they're disappeared?
What days? It was like an evening. There's no time in that elemental position, so, you know.
But they stay in that position until they're taken.
They're animated. They're stuck. Yeah, they're like, it'd be like you in a coma. You just lay real still. You don't know how long you're in a coma. Is it an afternoon? Is it an hour? Is it 3 days? You can't tell the difference. It's kind of like that. You become inanimate.
Okay,
inanimate.
Right. Are they taken up one by one and disappear?
Nope.
Or
all together in a circle, and then they're like blip, and then blip, and then blip, and then blip. One by one by one, they disappear, which is where the picture showed it. You'll see.
Where the picture showed it. Is that what you just said? Where the picture showed it.
Yeah, it was the images. It's all captured. You can look at the pictures.
They have pictures of them floating up? No, they don't have pictures of that.
Yes, they most certainly do. They most assuredly do. It is EYF02396. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these... Did this guy who cycles by, he see them float up?
Yeah.
Did he take the picture?
Yeah. No, I don't know. We don't know about that. He's stupid. But that's the captured. It was captured by Sky Network, and that's the pick number of the picture. You can look that up, and then you'll know that picture.
Mm-hmm. Right. Did they? Has that been shown in the media, that floating up phenomenon?
We don't know media. More than we don't know.
Has it been shown on Sky TV?
Yeah. They showed it. Mm-hmm.
They show the sheep floating up into a vehicle that they can't see.
They don't see the vehicle. They don't see the vehicle. That's right. They just see them floating.
Okay. So Ed didn't find that story. He didn't show that.
That's okay.
Yet.
It'll show up in a day or two. You got to catch. We can't get ahead of it. It's like John Kerry. He's not even alive, Bob.
John Kerry. Who's that?
Mm-hmm. The
politician?
Motherfucker. Uh-huh. You know, the Heinz ketchup lady.
Yeah.
Husband.
Did he die?
He's gone, yeah. He's dead.
The only thing left
is his facelift.
Face what?
His dip. Facelift.
Facelift. Some substance.
Yeah. It's like if you have plastic surgery, you have a facelift from your saggy ass cheeks. So the only thing left of John Kerry is his facelift.
Yeah, he's listed as still alive. They haven't announced his death. Is he going to be cloned or doubled?
Nah, he's done. He's due. We're toast.
Give it
a minute, Bob.
It'll be announced, right?
We're telling you a little something, so you can know he's gone.
Okay, very good. Did he have to go because he was meddling in the Trump world?
He's just stupid, Bob. He's trying to bring back old cadavers, Bob, and we don't put up with that. He thinks the rift's open, you can just do any goddamn thing you want to do. All right, do that. Do that. Mm-hmm.
What cadavers was he bringing back?
His wife that he killed for the money, and Walter Mondale, which, by the way, was Mr. Krauthammer's speechwriter. You know, Krauthammer wrote speeches for Walter Mondale. You know that, right?
Okay. No, but
way back on
I understand.
Yeah, we tell you. I'm telling you things.
No,
he beautiful.
He killed the wife so he could marry the Hines lady.
Yeah, and then he killed the Hines lady for the money.
The Hines lady died?
Oh, yeah. Teresa Hines, yeah, she'd been dead forever. He took over the Hines fortune.
Wow. Let me look that up. Teresa Hines. No, she's still alive. Nobody's registered.
Teresa Hines is dead. She is dead.
Nope. Not in the Wikipedia.
Long dead. Long dead.
Well, so she's a double. There's a double of her that Carrie came up with?
No, you'll see.
Okay. So these UFOs, they're just the Pentagon's announcing that they're real and all this stuff. This is because I got appointed boss man and the aliens want to talk to me. It's all getting sped up, correct? Sped up to
it
happen.
It is.
Are the UFOs in a race against the Secretary of Defense or whoever stupid person in Biden's cabinet who's against them and wants them to get out of the Pentagon to leave?
Okay,
is that
we don't mind that.
Are they in a race against whatever's behind Biden's ridiculous administration? Are they fighting that?
Not even. We don't even call it. We don't even call it an administration. It's silly.
All right. Next point. Israel, their shield failed to protect them. I guess they shot back at Syria. Is this the beginning of a bigger war, or just another skirmish like they're always having?
We don't know that yet.
Isn't Netanyahu stimulating this because he's losing the election, so he needs a distraction?
He's not losing. No, he's not losing the election. He's losing his country.
Why? What's happening to the country?
It's over.
Well, you mean it's going to be invaded and removed?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Who's invading it? Which country?
Stop all that bullshit. Don't get into that. Because it's going to be Germany, and then Germany's fell away. They ain't got nothing. And it's going to be the sand niggers, and you can't count on the sand niggers to show up on time. And it's going to be Chinese. Well, they're trying to make a relationship with Chinese. It's going to be the Bulgarians going to take. Don't worry about all that. Just let it go.
All right. So that'll shock the world. There's no more Israel.
The people who were not will always be God's peculiar people who were not. But you've got to know the difference soon. You've got to figure out the difference between natural Israel and spiritual Israel. Because there's a lot of non-Jews that live. Well, then, we wouldn't make
go ahead. There's a lot of non-Jews. There's a lot of non-Jews doing what?
Living in Israel.
Okay, so Netanyahu knows, will he be still prime minister when it goes, when Israel disappears?
We like him, yeah, Bibi. We like Bibi. He can't get a government up, but, yeah, we like Bibi. He's going to hang around.
How will he stay prime minister if he can't get a government? How does he keep a government up if he can't?
There's only 11 people. There's only 11 people over there, Bob. It's not like it's a big thing. He'll work it out. He always seems to work it out. He'll have his wife's head chopped off or something nice. He's really pleasant, you see.
Okay. Does Prince Charles know his father didn't die?
He doesn't know anything. He's just so happy to have his divorced wife. He can't stand it. It's all good.
He's happy to have Camilla Bowles.
Camilla Parker Bowles, yeah.
Yeah. And so did he have a reasonable relationship with his father, or they didn't get along?
Nah, because he fucked up everything.
Right.
He should have never married. He should have kept Camilla Parker Bowles as his consort, as his fucking bitch, his whore, and not try to bring her into the house.
Did that cause problems with the Queen and Prince Philip? They didn't like
yep.
her?
Yep.
Right. Why did he bring her into
He's going to be, because he wanted to see how long he could be the Duke of Cornwall.
What has she got to do with that?
He is the Duke of Cornwall.
Yeah, so he wanted to be the Duke. So why bring in a woman?
Duke. He's the longest-serving duke. He'll never be king. He'll be the continue because he brought the divorcee. Bob, they're real funny about the divorcee shit. They don't like that. They don't like that.
Okay, so he brings her in. To what advantage to Prince Charles?
None. It doomed him from ever being king.
Well, why did he do that?
Because he was pussy-struck. He was love-struck. He was with her before she got married. She just shouldn't have got married. She should have stayed on the side. And then if she hadn't got married to the Bowles part and just stayed the Parker, she'd have been okay. But no, she had to go to get crazy. But messed everything up. So now they're married. God shaved the queen. And now he's not going to be king.
So he had an affair with her when she was with getting ready to marry this other guy. Why did she marry this
Before.
Other guy?
Before, because he ran off to him to go fly and do the lolly and all that kind of stuff. And and the queen mom said, you little... God damn.
Who
okay,
had
what
to fly off? The guy that Kathy Camille
Charles,
married?
Prince,
or Charles?
No, Charles. Prince Charles had to go to the army to serve.
Yeah. And so she married another guy. Why did she marry another guy?
Because he was a foot, and the queen mom said, you will never marry that whore. And she's been around. She's loose. She's all over the place. This is back when people was being high on the marijuana cigarettes and drinking corn whiskey and doing bad things and LSD and all them kind of nasty things, Bob. They're doing nasty things. And so there's a little bit carried away, you know, with the British invasion and all, you know. So then as that went along, then she got sideways, and the queen mom said, oh, hell no. Then she married somebody else, and that settled it. And then he went and took her back up again. It was terrible. They're like, all right, you do what you want to do, but it's going to end bad for you.
So when Camilla is in Buckingham Palace, the queen doesn't talk to her?
Nope. They do not talk.
Right.
They do
All
right.
Why did the queen sit alone at the funeral that everybody saw?
She had to.
Why? What's the reason?
Because you can't. You have to be distanced. You have to have socialism distancing.
Oh,
she's
because
not a socialist.
Of the. Yeah, but well,
strict rules.
Strict
rules. 30 people total, and she had to be by herself because. She is the sovereign. And another thing, she was showing her solidarity for being by herself now. That's when they lowered the box into the grave. You notice they didn't bury him in the ground. They laid the box in the bottom of the church until she gets dead, and then they go off together, and they both go live at Sandringham forever.
So she's... isolating yourself for the COVID reasons, to make it like the COVID reasons, you know, they're following the rules, right?
Sort of.
Well, she wouldn't isolate herself if there was no COVID. She'd sit with the family, correct?
Maybe. I don't know. It's a little weird. This didn't happen often, Bob. I mean, since Queen Victoria, this hasn't happened since Queen Victoria.
Right.
But if you notice, she sat by herself when her daddy died. She wasn't even there. Remember, she was on her honeymoon.
Yeah.
When
so
her
she
daddy
sat by
died.
Herself. She was
then
sat
too.
In another country. She sat in another country?
Yep.
During the same time as the funeral.
Yep.
What, let's see.
She liked her uncle, the old king. He was cool. They made up when she got the goodies, when she got the goods.
Okay. Here's an article. Lab scientists prove the COVID-19 virus is...
You remember Albert?
Queen Victoria's husband?
Uh-huh.
Queen Victoria's husband, yeah. Lab scientists prove... Come on, listen. What do you want to say? Go ahead. You have something to say about him?
Nope, nothing to say. We're listening.
No, you started to say something, and I'm letting you say it.
No, we don't. We're good. We're happy.
No, I'm not. What are we going to say about Albert?
COVID-19. Go ahead.
Nope. We need to clear up the COVID. I mean, Albert, he kind of knew stuff or something. He was a parallel worlder.
Yeah.
Correct?
He was. That's why we brought him up, because that has a great deal to do with Victoria's position of why Queen Elizabeth II sat beside herself.
It's something to do with Albert and and Queen Victoria. So he's parallel worlding. That affects the Queen in some ways?
It does. It does.
Does Albert show up at the funeral?
He was there. He certainly was.
And he sat near the Queen?
Behind her.
Hmm. Did he teach the Queen anything? When he still does?
Yeah. How to maintain a domicile. Yeah, that's right. See, they're all hooked up. In this point of time that's now, you got to be careful, Bob, because you get lost in this. You kind of think of these things as eras or some transcendental condition response. They're not. They all overlap.
Would you say they overlap?
They overlap. Just because you have a rip and everything looks crazy or fill in the blank of how things look right now, has nothing to do with how things are. Just like you were sitting here trying to tell us that Teresa Hines was still alive. Craziest thing in the whole wide world. Bring that bitch forward. She's still alive. Let's see her. See the rub. We weren't being cheeky. We were just trying to make the point. But you are very clever and got it good.
Did Terry? Who is? Me? You're talking about me?
You are. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
That's why you're going to be able to handle the aliens perfectly.
Good. Did John Kerry get murdered by the people who knew he murdered Hines, his wife?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So they got back. And
no, that's your buddy's skull and crossbone buddies, blah, blah, blah. You know the rub.
Because they wanted to get the money? Do they get to have the money now?
Yeah. Not money. No, Bob. Power is better than money, Bob. Power. Mm. Power is better than money.
So how do they replace John Kerry? Does somebody become a successor?
He'll have an accident in a few days, and then he'll be gone.
Who, John Kerry?
Oh, yeah. He's toast.
Yeah. Yeah, but how do they get power from removing him? Who replaces him in public?
Doesn't make any difference. Nobody. He'll be a victim of something. Yeah, don't worry about that. He's fucking up, and they're not gonna have him fucking up. And besides, he doesn't fit in the whole zeitgeist of the culture that they're trying to present anyway. See, he's the old oligarch that says we're gonna get fat and rich and be happy, and he's up here saying we're gonna kill everything, the fossil fuels, as long as I got my private plane. And we're not going to do any more wasting as long as I get all I want. And people are going, you jackball motherfucker, go sit down somewhere. Get your ass somewhere and lay down. You sit here burning more. You have a bigger carbon footprint than India. You sitting here telling us how we ain't doing right. Yeah, fuck you. So, see, the woke is going to bespoke the roke notion.
The
roke notion. R-O-K-E.
There are oligarchs who are part of the woke faction that want us to go back to the 19th century?
Yeah, but they don't. They don't. They just want everybody else to be a serf. They want everybody else to be a saver. They want everybody else to walk and ride a bicycle. They want everybody else not to get an education. not to get an education so everybody else will be smart, so they'll be smarter than everybody else. See how that works?
In the second sentence, the oligarchs are the they that will be smarter than everybody else because nobody else
Correct.
Got educated.
And if everybody's even educated, then the educated ones are smarter than the oligarchs. Well, we can't have that. You see? So what happens then
okay, but,
is that nobody gets educated. Or all the education is about how, what do you call it when you hate Negro people? What do you call it? Razor burn.
Critical race theory.
That's like razor burn. It's like razor burn. They have races and they don't win. And so they get razor burn. It's bad. Yeah, that's bad. It hurts. And so that's all they're teaching them. They're not teaching them about reading, writing, and arithmetic. They're teaching them about how to hate people and why black people are hated. And no, wait, no, white people. We get it all messed up. White people hate black people, or black people hate white people, or somebody's hating somebody. We don't understand who's supposed to be hating whom, but it don't matter. They seem to, and that's what they're teaching, not anything else. Meanwhile, everybody else is eating your lunch, being smart, you see. And so now they're starting to talk about why it's okay that you can't get an abortion, but you can be transgender removed. No way. Transgendered. We call it when you get changed into a boy, the little boys or girls, and girls and little boys. I don't know how to add the penis to the little girls, but I don't know that. But their science is doing good things, so I guess they're working all out.
Okay, all right, listen to this. So they don't teach the people, but they don't understand our science. And our science
Correct.
Make our technologies puts
That's
us
right.
on a whole
and
other
worry.
Level above everybody.
That's right. That's right. And it doesn't really matter because this system that they are going to present is going to be thwarted by death. See, they're going to die. So if they're going to die, it don't really matter what they believe. It don't matter what they think. And that's why we let a lot of this go. Now, if you notice, we have a great animus towards certain things. Notice that?
Mm.
Boy, we
yeah.
get tore up about certain things. Other things, they go, don't worry about it. It was just a couple of $1 billion. Who cares? Nobody really mattered. Don't matter. But then letting somebody's off by 11 cents. Oh, wait, I pity the fool. I pity the fool. I'm going to pay that 11 cents. Oh, hell no. Hell, you're going to pay that 11 cents.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
So what are you concerned about? You're talking about you get mad at some things and not others. So what's your point?
Yeah. The condition has to do with who's going to be alive and who's not going to be alive.
I see. Okay.
So if they're going to die, we don't get too tore up about it because they're going to be dead anyway. So it don't matter.
So the people who are trying to bring the new Green Deal fascism in with Biden, that's what you've laid out their plan. Kerry didn't go along with it. And meanwhile, their plan for Biden ain't going to work because they're all going to die. That's what you're
saying. That's correct. That's right. Boy, you drug us all the way out, drug it out of us, Bob. We couldn't beat you, Bob. We couldn't beat you. You got ahead
no,
of
you
us.
Couldn't.
Yeah,
okay,
but we couldn't beat you, Bob.
Next story.
Lab
scientists prove that COVID-19 virus is a hoax, as Fauci is exposed as the father of the pandemic. So this is a story. Is there any truth that the COVID-19 was a hoax?
Well, it was a hoax until you made it come true, or Carolyn made it come true. It was a joke. It wasn't a hoax. It was a joke. And then all of a sudden, it's kind of like the doggy coin. It was fictitious, and then you made it real.
Yeah, and Fauci was involved with the Wuhan labs and implicated.
No, that's not true. Fauci was involved in New York University study and paid money for them to research it, and then they sold that research to Wuhan. And that's where it came from. So Fauci was not connected to Wuhan, but he was NYU. Carolyn's got the documents. Don't say nothing. But Carolyn's got the documents. Don't say nothing. Carolyn's got the documents of how they have it and who's involved and who got paid and what they did with the research. that Fauci was responsible for. But don't go talking that shit, because they'll go crazy, Bob. And Fauci's getting a little sensitive now because he's getting to be the father or something. So don't worry about it.
Okay.
You can play
okay,
this,
so,
but don't focus on
no,
that.
No, I'm not playing it. You just said not to play it.
No, you can play it. Just don't. We're just making it by saying don't put it in the newspaper.
Right. So, and if we play it, it's not going to get in the newspaper.
Nah, it'll be all right. You can go ahead and play it. Everybody, maybe somebody else. Nobody will ask a question about it, so it don't matter.
Okay. Yeah, right.
People are so smart.
Right. So, they sold it to the Wuhan labs. They played around with it. They didn't expect it to become what it became.
Right.
Because Carolyn came in
right.
and altered the situation. So then they got pissed off that they were implicated in something that they didn't really plan on doing and making it a big
Correct.
Problem. They didn't plan on. So that's where they're
Correct.
All
it's
covering
like the,
up each other.
It's like the Luftwaffe, Bob.
Right. And so that's why they're covering themselves
it.
Up. Yeah. That's why they're all covering each other's ass and creating a mess. And that's why they don't want Trump around, exposing things. So this article, lab scientists coming out with this, who are these people that are exposing Fauci? Why are they doing that?
We can't answer that because you want to play this recording. You know, Cameron knows. We talked about it.
So he's talking facts,
say.
This guy that's recorded. He's talking the facts that happened. Other than the Carol,
relatively,
effect.
Yeah. Well, let's say relatively, because it doesn't really matter. Because what's going to happen if we wake up? It's unlike season 3 of Dallas when they wake up and Bobby's not dead. Bobby Ewing's not dead, and Pam is in the bed.
Right.
And she looks up. He's in the shower, and he's not dead at all. It was a dream. The whole damn season was a dream. What are you going to do then? So we have to be careful because. The rip is funny like that, Bob. People, you get this very well. You're good because you don't get involved in anything, meaning you look at everything, but you don't get involved or embraced anything. Like if there's no walkway for you to walk to the beach tomorrow, you don't care. You're just going to go to the beach. I don't get into that. I don't really care. I never noticed the walkway. I don't know. I don't deal with that. Why I need to deal with that? So if it's there or not there, you wouldn't care. Now, Carolyn would care. She'd say, what happened to the walkway, for God's sake? It'd be a big thing. See, she majors in the minors. You just major. So that's
okay,
good.
So listen to this. So Linda Moulton Howe, H-O-W-E, is an original famous UFO researcher. And so the UFO information is
not very famous, but, yeah, she was a researcher.
Well, she can say, I was back there. Years ago, all this stuff's coming out. I got inklings of it. She met Philip Corso. I think it's Philip Corso. And did Philip Corso see an alien body way back there
yeah.
in the 90s or
yeah,
before?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So
or before,
so he,
yeah.
And he would reveal information to Linda Moulton Howe. So the people that gave Linda Moulton Howe, she's always quoting these people, are they playing with her or they see her as a viable journalists getting the facts out before anybody else can.
No. See, it's more. Larry is more involved in there. Larry's
who's
much
Larry?
More involved. Larry Howe.
Oh, the wife, the husband.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so he doesn't get the publicity, but he's doing all the work, and she just
Correct.
Gets.
But now,
to be
if you look close to George. You follow George Norrie, he gives him more accolades than even like that David Wilcox jackball, whatever he is. We don't know
right.
what he is.
Right. And so that Linda Moulton Howe is the Jen Psaki of the Biden administration, this press spokesman.
You said
and
the
Larry.
Name right. Carolyn, he said her name right. Oh, my God. You made a reference and you didn't say Psaki or Kanushi or Clocker. You did great, Bob. And, boy, we just wish Laura Ingraham got us the same respect as that. Don't you, Carolyn?
Poor Laura great. Ingraham.
Now, did Laura Moulton Howe, has she seen aliens and anything significant?
Yeah, a little bit, a little bit. But most of it was brought to her at the University of Colorado.
Okay.
Most of it.
Right.
And they would bring the stuff to her, and then she would research it. And so she used those things. You know, this is like that cattle mutilation, and somebody fucked a goat, and bullshit. Somebody chopped their head off and put it up their butthole and stuff. Queer stuff that really can't be. Those notable things, they would bring that to her. And when they did, then she would use that. That's how she became a quote, quote, eyewitness expert, something, 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 you know, to kind of like the glimpses of other realities and all these bill of particulars and the gory details of how we are being influenced all over the place and, you know, it's glimpses of other realities and, oh, my God, the ancient alien series and we're going to find out who the truth hunter really is and, when you do all that for a little while, it's kind of like, oh, okay, okay, whatever, good. You saw some crop circles. Congratulations.
Linda Olds and Ionot, she was talking, I think, on last Saturday night, the show before or something, on the construction crisis that the people in her community, small community, can't get their 2x4s and their the whatever they use to build stuff.
Well, you can, but they're $9 a piece for something that used to cost a dollar and a quarter. You can get them, but they're high.
Who's gouging? Who's causing the gouging?
It's not about gouging. No. They're printing money for nothing. You're giving away trillions of dollars for nothing. And so, and interest rates at zero. And so price, house prices are going through the roof. Carolyn could sell her house now for $2.5 million. Don't tell her that. She'd probably sell it right now, or at least one of the other ones. Don't tell her, though. Don't tell her. Don't tell her. Because, see, people can borrow money so much cheaper so that their money goes further. So they can, the price goes up astronomically based on the comparables. Well, the building rage has gone on, and all these people are leaving all these high-rises from California and from New York, and they're going places where they can get a McMansion. For God's sake, people are buying their houses sight unseen for two prices. I want $400,000. Okay, here's $600,000, goddammit, and get the fuck out of my house. Here's $600,000. I don't want to see you no more. Get out. Well, that makes every house in that neighborhood now worth more. So now it's worth more. And you can borrow that money because the interest rates are zero, so it's no big deal. That's going to catch up. Remember the housing bubble in 2009? But don't worry about that because now interest rates are at zero. And the second the interest rates bump or go up, then guess what's going to happen? Then they got to start paying taxes or paying interest on that $30 or $70 trillion deficit. Which will be that interest that they pay on that national debt will be more than the United States of America takes in a year in taxes. Mm. So all this other shit is over. It's done. And that's when it all comes to the crashing to an end. But don't worry about that. They're not worried about that. They've been listening to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So by the time that gets really, 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 really ugly, they all going to be dead. So who cares? Dead men don't pay no taxes. Neither do
you
Democrats.
You say the virus is in Minnesota now. People are dying. Is this spreading over the next 3 weeks, 6 months, 2 years? When does it get to this big level that you just mentioned?
Well, we would say it's already begun. Everybody's concerned about it now. They're starting to say, oh, we got to shut it back down, and Fauci's canceled. Fauci has canceled the 4th of July celebration that he promised that everybody could have. He done canceled that. You can't have that. Nope, nope, nope. It's gotten bad. It's getting bad. It's getting kind of ugly. He done canceled all that. Cancel, 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 cancel. So we're not having none of that. So they're all seeing it occur. They just don't know how to say it. And then the Republicans are biting into it. Says, I'm going to not wear my mask. I'm going to the bar, and I'm going to fuck people. I'm going to get naked with a bunch of people, and I'm going to do what I want to do because that's what I want to do. And then they're going to get sort of checked by it. But you'll see.
They're going to die when you say checked.
Yeah. And we like Republicans. We're not mad at Republicans, but they're just about as diluted as the Democrats.
Did you say diluted or diluted? T or
no,
D?
Diluted. Diluted, like
yeah.
Weak as water. Weak as water. Because if you gave,
no,
you
that's
don't
diluted.
Give a Republican,
that weak as water is diluted. You're saying diluted with a D E D.
Oh, well, we're saying actually both. They're diluted means they got no sense. They got no sense. And they're diluted, which means when you give them the House, the Senate, and the presidency, they still won't do anything either. And at least the fucked up, what do you call those Democrats, Pelosi's crew, at least they're trying to fuck something up. Now, they fucking up some commas now. They tearing out church, Bob. They tearing it up now. They doing all kind of crazy stuff because they know it's so short lived. It's only gonna last a minute. But boy, they own it like a bad habit.
So they know it's gonna last
a minute. We have nine new states before it's over with, Bob.
Right. They know it's gonna be short lived. Do they know that a law get erased by Trump's gang?
Yep, of course.
So
they know they don't even want to talk about him, but they don't dispel him. They still hate him. They still try to blame him with stuff. You know, they still own it. They still own it. So yeah, they've not forgotten Donald J. Trump. You know that.
Okay, so what is their purpose in creating all this new legislation, rules, whatever?
Oh,
executive orders.
So they can try.
No, wait,
to,
wait,
so
wait, wait,
try.
Wait. I want to get the question.
Well, we're trying to
they want. They do all this, knowing it's going to be erased. What advantage do they get? They make money on this some other
they're
way
trying,
through this.
Okay, are you through? They're trying at all costs to make it in such a way that the Democrats stay in power for 34 more years. If they get Washington D.C. as a state and Puerto Rico and Guam and goddamn probably take over Taiwan, it's for sale, or, you know, do all these states, then they're going to have complete Republican control, the complete Democrat control. If they have that, then they can do whatever they want to, and then then the Republicans won't have any say. They won't have any notion. There won't be anything. They will be able to overcome this power that the new Democrat Party regime will control. So that's all they're doing. They're just racing, trying to stack it up there as quick and fast as they possibly can. That's all they're doing.
Great, to get this 34-year regime.
Advantage.
Uh-huh. Right, but it won't work because the Republicans will win in the House, the seat, and the White House and everything in 2002.
Correct.
Okay.
But if they get a new state and they get a new this and they get a new that, then all of a sudden that won't come up. You see, it'll be a non sequitur, and then they'll be doomed. But it won't matter because
who will be doomed?
The Republican Party. Republican, yeah. But it don't matter because, see, that's going to kick in. So it ain't going to matter. None of that matters. All that calculating they're doing, no matter.
Right, but they actually will get the state and all that, and if there was no death, that'd be enough for them to stay in power, even though the Republicans
correct.
Would have a clean sweep.
Correct. Correct. Mm. That's correct. Because, see, the way the whole setup would change, how they'd get rid of the Electoral College. They'd get rid of, you know, they'd change everything around to where they could do it like they want to. And that's another good reason to cause a convention of states. You heard a little something about that, have you?
Yes. Well, that would be the Democratic reason.
Correct. No, the Republican reason.
Oh, okay, so... Because they'll get the new states, the Democrats get the new states, the Republicans say, no, that's bad. We need a convention to discuss this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So they're allowing the Democrats to get this stuff right now.
Don't know that. Can't say that. We'd like to say that, but we just can't really say that just yet. Because there's a rip. Did we mention that? There's a rip, Bob. There's a rip, Bob. You got to be careful.
What caused the rip?
We would Thompson, William Irwin Thompson, which is what we
Nothing
told you.
Nothing to do you. With me. I didn't do it.
Everything has to do with you, Bob. You let it happen. You're responsible
okay.
for it.
Now, you're talking about
oh, yeah,
people
thanks.
Dying.
Good luck. Good luck with that. Good luck with that, laying that off on somebody else. Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
yeah.
wish you
so
luck.
Listen,
wish
so, everybody,
best of luck.
The mass death starts in 2021, and it wipes out Democrats more than Republicans, and that's
mm-hmm.
another reason you can change the structure of government and move to a viceroy, because so many people have died. They can't run, replace candidates, you know, replacement
in
candidates.
Essence.
And just
In essence, yeah.
What?
And
they can
not,
run.
That's not the full story. So we're going to say in essence, because there's another caveat that we want to engage, but we don't want to engage it right yet because we don't want to change the outcome. We will privately to you.
Right.
Not right
well,
now.
I don't play this? Yeah. Well, I can play
no,
this.
No, we want. We're making
playing.
It so you can play it because we're not going to say it. But yeah,
right. But the you go in essence, what the Democrats die, no Republicans die.
Republicans die
essence.
Too. You can't really tell. You can't tell the difference really between them. So yes,
yeah.
both will die, but some are more sovereign, put together. True to the cause, right.
Okay,
patriot.
So they all die.
Say some words.
Yeah, they all die. Why can't they just run other candidates to replace them?
Maybe they can. We'll see. Maybe they can.
Right.
We'll see.
But you
see
think
the
death
that?
Is going No, I don't. You see the death is happening, going to happen fast and throw everybody off and get everybody wailing and forget their jobs and forget to go to Washington. Sounds that's the scenario. Sounds like you're creating, and then
okay.
in the middle of it, the Constitutional Convention.
Okay, that's all right with us.
Right, you don't want to say, or you consider
no,
I'm
really
interrupting
don't.
You.
We
so...
don't. No, no, we don't want to. No. You're fine, Bob. We don't want to get too deep into it because we don't want to set it up. We don't want to set
okay.
it up to cause to give it. We don't want to feed the fire because if you starve a cold, you'll live to feed a fever.
Right. Now, we were going back. We started off the construction crisis, and you went into a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
I don't remember what you said.
Yeah.
It didn't seem
the
to...
construction crisis is because the price values are so high, exorbitantly so, and people are willing to pay any amount. You come from New York City. You know what a one-bedroom apartment, $10 million in New York City. You go to Florida, goddamn, you can get a 10,000-square-foot house for $2 million. Well, they want two of them. Well, that takes a lot more two-by-fours, you see. And so
okay.
the two-by-four salesman.
Yeah. The people in Linda's area, the ones that aren't lucky, can't meet the high prices. They're stranded. But there's other people around there that can make money, that can pay the higher price, right? So Linda's talking about the losers.
Maybe.
Linda's
it's affecting every. I know, but she's right, though. It's affecting everybody before it's over. It's really affecting everybody. Because, see, that bumps into even the really successful builders. If you used to pay
mm-hmm.
$2 for a 2x4, it takes thousands of 2x4s to build a house. Those are the studs in the walls, you know. It takes a
yeah,
lot of
yeah.
those. Like every 16 inches, you had to have this piece of wood. Well, those are now $10 or $9 a piece. So that does have a big effect on the cost of the house and the property. And even if you can't get them, it still affects the price. See, these people are fussing because the price is so high, but they can't get them anyway. So it's kind of like, okay, it doesn't matter how much my 2x4s cost. I don't have any to sell. So that causes a huge mess in the market. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so these messes that are coming, for those reasons, they're affecting the politics. They're affecting
yeah.
The Democratic plans.
Yeah.
It's a perfect storm. Too many factors going
yeah.
on for anybody.
That and they're running, all they keep saying how is nobody's going to have an increase in taxes, but gas is going up a dollar. You start talking about it. Since Biden went in the White House 100 days ago,
Gasoline has gone up $1, which is a 33% increase, typically. So if gas has gone up $1 and ain't been no tax raise yet, you're paying a lot more money for no reason, and nothing's happened yet. It went up $1. So you're going to see it.
Okay, so the perfect storm causes a lockjam all over the place. Then people are dying. Why do journalists, or how are journalists for the mainstream press, who write glowingly about Biden, he's breaking all records, he's the greatest president ever, are they told to write that? Are they their articles edited?
They're doing anything they can do. They're doing anything they can do to keep him propped up. To keep him propped up. That's all they're trying to do is prop him up. That's all they're trying to do.
But why are they doing that and not noticing the chaos we just talked about, the logjam? How come they can't notice that?
Oh,
they're propping up a guy.
They can't. Because, see, this is starting to affect big business. See, now big business, now Twitter, Facebook, oh, no, you don't say anything about Biden. Oh, hell no, don't you say, oh, hell no. They're all involved, or I would say in cahoots. They're trying to make sure that the government is the god. Now, you got the tech body helping out with that real hard there, Bob. You need to watch that because you need to know that.
Mm-hmm.
The tech body wants the government to win, because if the government is the god, then it has all the power. And, the tech body just loves that.
Okay, I got that.
That's finer than frog's hair.
All right, so the...
just saying.
Yeah, the chaos that's coming has arrived. Well, the main factor is the death. That sliced through all this other stuff. And nobody can handle that.
Typically so. Well, we don't know. People are quite resilient, Bob. We'll see what they do. They might actually ascend. Wouldn't that be marvelous?
Okay, so right. The tech body likes to say, we're with you, Bob. We don't trust the tech body, as it says that.
Well, what do you mean?
Are you the tech body is wants the government to be God. Tech body is not interested in anything we do to counter that result.
Yeah, they don't care. They don't care because they just want the power. The tech
right.
body just
and
wants the power, that's all.
Does the tech body see Iandam helping them get the power?
They would use it all. You would use any level at any, and by any means possible, Bob, by any means possible.
Yeah, but are we able to interrupt the tech body? No, we don't know yet.
We don't know that.
The tech body is not necessarily working for helping Iandam, unless Iandam helps it.
That's interesting. It's a nice construct. We'll have to see. We'll have to see. It's whatever Deb West says, apparently.
Okay. what is Deb's...
She'll like that, Deb West.
Yeah, but... Deb's afraid of the show. She won't come on.
Yeah. Now she needs to come on back then. Now she's in charge. She's going to stay. So she better come on back. Come on back.
Okay.
You want us to get her? We'll get her. Don't worry. We'll get her.
No. Millions raised by the Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. 94 million raised by Black Lives Matter. Okay, go ahead.
The $94 million raised by Black Lives Matter, how many people in the committee, the organization, profit from that? Five? Who's ripping off the
three.
Money?
Three. Got all the money. Three
and
got all the money.
Are they going to get in trouble for that?
We don't know. We don't care. We like them. They're so sweet. They're so conscientious.
Okay, so they're able to steal money.
Good. Yeah.
So they're buying properties, and that's trivial compared to the millions they have.
That's just $3 million, and the houses are kind of shitty. They're not even good houses, Bob. So
I know. Okay. So they have all this money, and they're hiding it. Do the members of Black Lives Matter, the the workers, whatever they are, the killers, the protesters, are they pissed off that they don't get any of the money?
Not yet, but that's coming. But they don't care about that. See, other people think they're going to get reparations because they're Negro. They think the Negro's going to get money from the slave owners, going to get them money back on the slave owners, going to sell them back. But see, most of the slaves were sold their freedom. So I don't know how they're going to collect on the slavery when they were already freed. I don't quite know how you're going to work that out, but they think they're going to get reparation. So therefore, they don't care what Black Lives Matter people make on what they make, because that don't matter. See, it doesn't have anything to do with them, because they're going to get reparations.
It's the reparations. I think you're saying starting in little towns giving over money. Somebody was telling me that. Is that going to be successful, or that'll stop?
They ain't giving me $10 million in that whole section, so... No, it's a bunch of foolishness, Bob. You can't do that. Who's gonna be the payer and who's gonna pay the payee? Most of them people sold their sales. That's kind of like Black people running around now killing each other now. If they're all thinking they're gonna get reparations, they wouldn't be running around killing each other. They'd want to keep them all alive so they could get their money checks, Bob. Nobody believes that long. They're not. It's not. Don't go
the
long.
The Black people
that,
don't.
Bob.
The Black people don't believe they're really going to get reparations, so they keep killing each other.
Correct.
Somebody thinks they're going to get them.
I don't know. I don't. I guess. Okay. But, yeah, whatever. You know, it is what it is. We don't even want to speak to it because it's like, okay, whatever. It's a fruitless, effortless malady that they're trying to embrace. But, hey, we ain't mad. Do what you do.
Okay, so the people who organized Black Lives Matter, the three people, whoever, they'd have to be at the beginning. So they're the inner committee. Did they know they were going to make money? Did they know they would become so big of an issue?
No, they had no idea. It was a joke. It was never going to be anything. It was going to be a little bitty nothing thing. And all of a sudden, it got funded and got founded and got to be flipped. And all of a sudden, it's like, ho, this is good. We better go with it. We better ride this. We're going to ride this bitch. We're going to fuck this bitch till it bleeds.
Right. Now, is there somebody in their organization that's making a lot of the money that's not even Black, maybe, or
computer
not involved?
Says yes. Computer
right.
says
so
yes.
It got hijacked. It's been hijacked. And the three people that are getting some money, they're the front for hiding the hijackers of the whole thing.
Yeah, because they're all fussing at them, and they go, I didn't get but $120,000 from Black Lives Matter, and I spent $4 million on real estate because I'm a good business person. I do good business.
Yeah.
That's the colored woman. That's the colored woman that's one of the co-founders. I don't know how you co-find something. That's a little crazy for us, but a co-founder, I guess. Okay, I don't know.
Okay, so I was talking to somebody about quantum computing recently, and let's see, there's a, just a second, I'll bring up the... Okay, so this company called D-Wave SYS, interested in building in-production quantum applications. If I need a bit more help, sign up now for the D-Wave Launch Jumpstart Program for Business, and we'll connect you with quantum experts. So this person was saying that they're selling quantum computing in its beginning stages. These are applications for airline scheduling, election modeling, quantum chemistry simulation, automotive design, preventive healthcare, logistics, and much more. And they have categories in the ed, optimization, machine learning, material science. So quantum computing is the new horizon, probably what they talk about in college, high school. How is that computer, that quantum computing technology compared to your talk about our cloud and whatever.
Oh, that's easy. Well, first of all, this goofball is from goddamn Burnaby, British Columbia. Nothing values ever come out of goddamn Canada, for Pete's sake,
right.
Even if B. Paul Lee was the chair, for God's sake. But they got a 1,000 cubits, okay? We have 100 billion cubits. And then ours is on a quantum computing at 2. So it's a lot more.
Yeah, did you say quantum computing at 2 is what we are?
Yeah.
So
at is the sign at, like times 2.
Oh, at
2x.
Two. Oh, not the at sign, the x sign, the multiplication sign.
Yeah, times 2. Mm-hmm.
Do we have that happening now? Is it being implemented anywhere?
Don't talk about things you don't know. Yes, don't talk about
right.
that.
So our computing's way beyond what the labs and university professors think they're moving towards.
Yeah, they don't understand quantum annealing.
Kneeling or needling?
A-N-N-E-A-A-L-I-N-G.
Annealing. So have to look that word up. Annealing. Nothing to do with kneeling in your loop. Nothing to do with kneeling down
no.
on your legs.
No,
no
K. No K. No K. No K in that. It's quantum annealing.
Right.
They don't
and
know what
that
it
is. Our, do they have the term or did you invent the term?
Well, they think they know what it is, but they don't.
Okay. Let's see. They think they know what it is, but they don't. Okay,
correct.
So that's all we can say about quantum computing now. Right? We'll leave that. But
see, they don't know the mystery ground, or the what you call the ground state. So they can't
that's
ever
right.
figure
that's
it out. That's
aperture
right.
science.
Don't.
They don't know aperture science. Yeah. What? Don't have that on the public broadcast about this topic?
No, you can play that. You can, no, you can play all that, but we're trying to slow you down so you don't fuck up your recording. We're trying to get something you can work with there. Biggin, you're doing good today. You'd be good. You had your Wheaties today, Bob. Karen must be feeding
right.
better.
Yeah, can we say the phrase
no.
aperture science like I just did? Not that part.
Yes.
Cut it off there.
Yes,
okay.
You can say that. You can say that. But don't go into the details of what you got and what you are and how big your TT
yeah.
is. Nobody cares about that.